Welcome to Can Capital. We are committed to helping small businesses succeed.
Good morning. Thank you for calling Can Capital. This is Elena on a recorded line.
Hey, Elena. This is Grant over at Cardiff. How are you doing?
Hi. Good. And yourself?
Doing well. Do you have to say recorded line now every time?
Every time.
Yeah. Yep. I have other partners who do that too. I'm like, cool. Like, maybe you should start saying crazy things so you can listen to it later.
No. So, yeah, I guess it's across the board. Yep.
All right. Cool.
Yeah.
Well, I was just giving a call because I just was a little bit uncertain about NewLogic's policy on when we are in competition with someone else. Like, is it contracts in first or first person to submit that gets the approval?
Submit, sign contracts. So pre-qual doesn't matter because we can get, you know, pre-qual from 12 different partners. Whoever sends in the full submission package is the first to get the deal. Now, if you send in a submission package and you send in the BLA, the tax return, the driver's license, but you're missing the voided check and it gets kicked back, and someone else sends in the full package before you do, then they're going to get the deal. So whoever sends in a complete package first.
But that includes signed contracts, right?
That's what I'm saying. So the BLA, right. So you might send in three pieces and you might be missing the voided check. So even though you're in our system, if somebody else 10 minutes later sends in all four pieces, they're going to get it.
Okay. The reason I bring it up is because of a deal that we submitted, and it was this exact situation. And the reason for decline was already submitted by another sales rep. But I'm like, yeah, submitted. But I'm like,
That's what submitted means, not prequal.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Yeah,
so they did receive. Now, because the customer's kind of baiting us by showing us, oh, look, like I have the signed contracts, but
I have another one right now that I'm fighting back and forth about with another one. And, you know, they tell you anything. They're like, oh, yeah, I didn't sign it. I'm looking at it. I'm like, yeah, he did sign it. I have a copy of it in front of me.
Yeah, no, we have a copy of the signed contracts, but he said, like, I'll wait to, like, send it in. And they're using your 5-point special, so we were trying to come in and undercut the points by a little bit. We were like, yeah, well, we can't beat that rate, but maybe we can get the approval in time. But apparently we didn't get the approval in time. So, oh well, just wanted clarity on that because I know you guys have different language when it comes to the prequal and the submitted.
Right, prequals don't mean much. It's actually the submission.
Yeah.
For us, a submission means signed docs.
Okay, yeah, see. It's a little bit different over here. I know that.
Right, a lot of lenders, they seem to use submission as prequal, but yeah, we don't. Yeah, prequal is just a prequal.
Okay, cool. So yeah, that's kind of what Grant. I figured was the case. Just wanted to confirm with that.
Alrighty.
Well, thank you so much, Lane. I hope you have a
You're
great
welcome.
Day.
You're welcome. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye for now.